Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
And here we go on what is a beautiful day here in Hutchinson, Kansas. What some may not know, that there is thunder in the forecast tonight as Nemaha Central takes part in the Class 3A State Volleyball Tournament for a second consecutive year. Now this time, the Thunder come in as the team to beat. They're the number one seed. They have the best record, the longest active streak, winning streak, I should say, coming into this one tonight as the Nemaha Central Thunder again try to aim for a state championship as their pool play rounds will start against the 8-seed Smoky Valley Vikings. Brandon Tadman with you from the Hutchinson Sports Arena. I want to thank my dog, Kirk Kilman, back in studio, getting us locked in and on the air. All eight teams return to this tournament from a year ago. Olathe Heritage Christian, the defending champs, they're in as the 7-seed this time around. The runner-up Cheney, as Nemaha Central will see this Cheney squad here later on tonight in the nightcap in what will be the final of three matches for Nemaha Central. It's Smoky Valley first. They'll play Beloit around 6:30, and then the final one tonight for Nemaha Central, they will take on Cheney, last year's runner-up in this field. Nemaha Central did not get out of the pool play a year ago, but again, this is the number one ranked team in the state. They come in at 42-1, an absolutely incredible season, and a chance to wrap things up with some hardware here in Hutchinson tonight and tomorrow afternoon. We'll take a timeout when we come back. We'll dive in a little bit more to this Nemaha Central squad, also the opponent in Smoky Valley, as we're a couple matches in, but we're just getting off and running for the Nemaha Central Thunder. It's Thunder, it's Vikings, it's coming your way next after a timeout. We got more from Hutchinson after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company, manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
Fall harvest is in full swing. Farmers are busy, busy, busy in the field, harvesting this year's crop and hauling it to market. And sometimes they do have to take the main roads to get there. You've probably gotten stuck behind one of those slow-moving orange triangles once or twice. Ag Partners Co-op would like to remind everyone to slow down, share the road, and drive safely. Next time you get behind a farmer on the road, just give him or her a little wave. Ag Partners Cooperative, partnering for the future.
Is it time for a new television? At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we have a great selection of televisions. We have sizes starting at 32-inch and finishing with the 100-inch laser projection TV. We have smart TVs that will simplify your streaming needs. Our Hisense TVs provide you with all the smart television features, and no matter what the size of the room or area you have, we have the models to fit your viewing area. You decide what features you're looking for and stop by, and we can help you choose the right one for you. See us at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca for television.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance,
785-336-2040. Kansaland Radio.
We're getting closer to first serve here in Hutchinson at the Hutchinson Sports Arena as the number one team in the state, Nemaha Central, looking to cap off 2022 with some hardware here this evening. But standing in their way, first round of the pool play matches here tonight will be the Vikings of Smoky Valley. Let's dive into this one a little bit as we talk about this Nemaha Central team, 42-1. They have been the number one ranked team for a good portion of the season. They have had great success in recent years, but certainly you could make an argument, might be the best team they have assembled in some time with the record and where they are here in 2022. But you got to get things done tonight, and it starts here with Smoky Valley, first go-around in pool play. Again, this Nemaha Central team, of course, if you don't know a little bit of background, of course, Nemaha Valley and Bailey B&B combined, both had great success before Nemaha Central in volleyball. Nemaha Valley, they won 7 state titles and has Kansas's all-time winning streak, actually, of 137 matches. That was way back in 1988 to 1991. Now, B&B on the other side, they won 4 state titles here in volleyball back in 2005, also a three-peat in 2011, 2012, and 2013 under head coach Jessica Cook, a Nemaha Valley graduate, current coach here at Nemaha Central. She is closing in on 700 career wins, including a mark with the Thunder of 302-86. Nemaha Central, again, number one throughout the fall. Senior Addie Holthouse, a returning second-team All-State selection. Nemaha Central, they rolled through their sub-state. Straight sets, 6 sets, 3 wins, no closer set than 25-13. Again, they rolled through sub-state, beating Royal Valley in that sub-state championship last week on their home floor. Nemaha Central has its most wins here in 2022 since a 42-6 season back in 2017. Nemaha Central has made 7 state berths in 9 years, and Nemaha Central has won 34 consecutive matches coming in. You look at Addie Holthouse, 293 kills. Ella Larkin, she has been dominant, 217. Callie Honeyman, also 193 kills coming in. They run that 6-2 offense. The setting duo of Lily Shulian, Zanelli Ruski, also Sam Nordis, Larkin, and Holthouse between there. All those three, Nordis, Larkin, and Holthouse, have anywhere between 323 and 384 digs. This is a very veteran team that Nemaha Central is bringing here under head coach Jessica Cook. And now let's talk a little bit about the opponents in round one. First of three here tonight, it's the 8th seed in Smoky Valley. Now, the Vikings had not reached state since the mid-80s before a 2nd and 4th place finish the last 2 years. So this is a 3rd consecutive trip here for Smoky Valley after not reaching this point of the season since the mid-1980s. They got one of the best players in this tournament. That is junior Hope Duncan. She, again, is one of the top players in the field. This is a Smoky Valley team. You look at them, you see the 8 seed, but this is a team that has still won 32 matches this year. They are 32-8. The Vikings dominated their sub-state, one of 6 sets, no closer. Just like Nemaha Central, they rolled through their sub-state. They had no set closer than 25-13. Smoky Valley has won 5 straight coming in. Smoky Valley lost in 3 sets to a Beloit team that already has a loss here in the afternoon session. But Beloit, again, is a very good team, one that Nemaha Central is going to see later on tonight. But also this Smoky Valley team does have a 3-set win against Circle, who is the number 2 seed in the 4A state tournament here in Hutchinson. Again, Hope Duncan, she averages over or nearly 4.5 kills per set. Another name you're going to hear is Katya Blanchett. She is averaging nearly 4 kills per set. Blanchett leads this squad with 77 blocks. Duncan pacing at 4.2 digs per set. She should finish with a rare season where she has 400, 400, and 400, meaning the 400 in kills, 400 in digs, and 400 serve reception. So again, a rarefied air for this junior in Hope Duncan. She is the key piece for this Smoky Valley squad. Another name, Adrian Hazelwood. She has 864 assists and over 1,800 in her career. So certainly they have veterans as well that have put up a lot of numbers here in 2022. First serve is coming your way next. It's Nemaha Central and Smoky Valley. We're back in 60 seconds for the 3A state tournament opener here in Hutchinson. Back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
fuel and propane delivered to you. That's one of the many services of Wankland Oil Company. Let their family serve yours with Sinclair Diesel, gas or propane you need at your location. Competitive prices and great service is what Wankland Oil has been delivering in this area since 1926. Go to their website to see all their services and products at WanklandOil.com or give them a call in Frankfort at 785-292-4710. Wankland Oil Company, headquartered in Frankfort, where they've had the energy since 1926.
FM KMZA.
Brandon Sammon joined by Kirk Kilman in studio on the ones and twos, keeping us locked in and on the air from the Hutchinson Sports Arena in Hutchinson, Kansas, side of the 3A State Volleyball Tournament. Same eight teams are here in 2022, as was last year in 2021. Olathe Heritage Christian, the defending champs. Cheney, the runner-up finisher a year ago. But the top team here in 2022, the Thunder of Nemaha Central. Their pool play starts right now, just moments away from the first serve. Thunder rocking their usual purple tops, Smoky Valley in the all-blacks. They are trimmed out in orange and white. Thunder, great contingent of fans, as always, here in Hutchinson. Thunder football team had their big win last night in the first round of the 2A playoffs. The Nemaha Central, their run to a state championship, starts right now, and it's against the Vikings, of Smoky Valley. And Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman with you, getting you on the first two matches that have already wrapped up here in this second session. Cheney on this side of the floor, beating Beloit 26-24 and 25-13. So Cheney a 1-0 start. Beloit is 0-1. And then on the other side of pool play, Goodland got a win. They're the 3 seed. They beat Eureka in straight sets, 25-17, 25-18. The other match on the other court that's getting ready to start is the 2 seed Riverton and the 7 seed and defending champion Olathe Heritage Christian. All right, is where I sit here, courtside at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Nemaha Central, the top seed, they will serve first from right to left. It is Ella Larkin who will serve this one away. It's Ronninghouse, the libero. Addie Holtz on the front lines with Honeyman, and the serve is underway. And here we go. The Vikings set it up with a spike attempt, and the Vikings get the first point. It's Blanchett, who we talked about in the pregame. They set her up on the front left portion, and the block just couldn't be kept in play. So the Vikings off to a 1-0 lead. Here is Hazelwood to serve, or Smoky Valley nearly got it ace. Here is the set and spike attempt. Good dig on the back line there by Hazelwood. Vikings libero sending it on a free ball with Cheney. Cheney to the front. Here's Honeyman on a spike, and she is too long. So they set up Callie Honeyman middle of the floor, and just too much on that one. The 8-seed Smoky Valley off to a 2-0 lead here in the first set. Serving again is Adrian Hazelwood, the 5'7 junior. Here's Holthouse near side. The spike attempt tips in the air. Good defense so far here by Smoky Valley. Ronninghouse on the back line, setting it up front. Holthouse again, a little tap shot, and that one is in. Addie Holthouse, the first one on the board for Nemaha Central. It's 2-1. Now comparing the front lines, Nemaha Central, a little bit extra height on that front line currently compared to Smoky Valley. This time it was Nordis on the serve, and it gets put back down defensively front. It's Honeyman and also the likes of Kylie Spurslagi, who blocks that one. Back-to-back points for Nemaha Central, a 2-2 tie. Here is Sam Nordis, who swings it across from right to left. Kind of an odd setup there. Easily played by Spurslagi. Now Honeyman backside, and it's Holthouse on the spike, and she kills it home. Addie Holthouse, another one for her, makes it 3-2 at Nemaha Central early on in set number one. Here's Sam Nordis, the 5'7 senior, sends it across. Swings it through, and it's going to be an ace. The back line, libero, couldn't handle it. Alstead had some trouble with it and couldn't get a nice hand under it. Easily done by Nordis. 4-2, 4 straight here for the Thunder. Another serve here by Nordis. Gets to the front of the net, and it's tapped home by Callie Honeyman. One of those awkward stops where it was just perfect place and perfect time for the front middle. And now after being down 2-0, Thunder have rattled off 5 straight. Nordis another serve. Smoky Valley sets it up far side. There's Blanchett, but it's deflected. And that one's nicely done. Katya Blanchett, the 6'1 sophomore. Big point there for Smoky Valley. It's now 5-3, Nemaha Central. Avery Alstead, a 5'8 junior serving here for Smoky Valley. They set it up for Holthouse again, and she buries it home into the back right corner. Three kills here in the early going. A sub in here for Smoky Valley. It's going to be Breanne Peters, a 5'5 junior. Also, Reagan Garrity is in. Ellie Ruski will check in here for the Thunder. They lead it 6-3 here in the first set. Holthouse, Perfslagi, and Garrity on the front line. Honeyman is off. Ruski back to serve. Joined on that back line by Nordis and Ella Larkin. Here is Ruski. Good crowd here for Nemaha Central. Back and to my right. Smoky Valley, good portion behind me as well. There's a kill shot that's dug out by Ella Larkin. Nicely done, but Nordis from the back line went for the spike, and she put it into the net. So a point for the Vikings, now 6-4. Nemaha Central's lead trimmed to 2. Here's Blanchett to serve. From left to right for Smoky Valley. 6-4, Nemaha Central in the first set. First pool play match here of 3 tonight in the 3A playoffs. Day number 1. There's another beautiful dig by the back line for the Vikings, and they put one down on the back line. That's Hope Duncan, who we talked about, one of the best in the state. And the junior puts it home, and it's a one-point match here in set 1, 6-5, Nemaha Central. Garrity with the dig. Now a third free ball has to be sent over, but Smoky Valley having some trouble with it, and they have to get it over on a third try. Here's Ruski to the front, near side, Holthouse the kill, and she buries it in the back left corner, just inside the line. 4 kills here in the early going for Addie Holthouse, and the Thunder lead is 7-5. Holthouse will now go back to serve, leaves the feet and fires it through. Blanchett on the back line, they set it up for Duncan, the spike attempt is dug up by Holthouse. Ruski here to Larkin, and her spike attempt is too long. Ella Larkin, Holthouse, a beautiful dig on the back line, they set it up for Larkin, but just a bit too strong. So now 3 of the last 4 here scored by the Vikings. They're within 1. It's 7-6, Nemaha Central. Larkin up front. Holthouse back to Larkin. It's dug up. Nemaha Central pushing it over on a third try with Garrity. Here's Smoky Valley now. It's trying to push one, and it just landed in. I think they said it was too long, and it is. Boy, I don't know. I think Smoky Valley may have got robbed of one there, but it's good for Nemaha Central. They get the point. It's 8-6. So back to serve. It is the libero, Julie Rottinghouse, the 5'3 senior, and she swipes it through with the right hand. A near ace, but a third shot has to go back over on a free ball. Here's Ruski, left side. It's Larkin on the kill, and the defense up front couldn't keep it alive. Hazelwood had a chance at it, but Larkin gets the kill. It's 9-6 Thunder. Here's Rottinghouse once again to serve. 9-6 Nemaha Central here over Smoky Valley in the first set. They want to set it up for Hope Duncan, and it's dug up on the back line by Addie Holthouse. Now Holthouse, a big spike attempt, and it's knocked out of play, and Holthouse gets another one. A 10-6 Nemaha Central lead here in the first set. Third consecutive serve here for Julie Rottinghouse. Rottinghouse will send it through. Back line for the Vikings. Again, they want to set it up far side, but it was awkwardly set. Now Rottinghouse pushing it up to Ruski, backside Nordis, the left-handed spike is too long. And they set it up for Nordis, front right, but the lefty swinging on through it, and it was too long. It's now 10-7, Nemaha Central's lead is 3, and back to serve here for Smoky Valley from left to right will be that top-tier player in Hope Duncan, 5'8 junior, one of the best in the state. And she swings it through. Holthouse on the back line. Ruski up front to Larkin. It's dug up nicely there, beautifully by Blanchett. On a third try, free ball sent over. Now Nemaha Central with Larkin again. The spike is in there. Getting it between the net and the defensive front. Larkin puts it home. 11-7 Thunder here in the first set. Couple subs back in. Honeyman is in. Orly Shulians is back in as well to serve. Ruski takes a breather. Honeyman back in on the front line. Rottinghouse, Holthouse, Larkin. Joined up on the front line by Nordis. They set it up far side. There's the set and the spike and put home. That was Avery Alstead, a 5'8 junior on the front line for the Vikings. It's now 11-8. And Smoky Valley within 3. This is Tenley Scott, the junior, to serve from left to right. Beautifully done. Just grazed the top of the net, but Nemaha Central ready for it. Larkin with the spike. It's dug up. but it's sent right back over by Holthouse. Battle at the front of the net, tipped over, and somehow a whistle and a stoppage. A lift is the call against Smoky Valley for the point going to Nemaha Central, and the lead is back to 4. It's 12-8. Here's Ella Larkin to serve. Middle of the floor, swings through with the right hand. Dug up by Hope Duncan, and now from the very back right corner, a free ball is sent on over. Nemaha Central, front of the line, they set it up here. Honeyman, spike attempt, deflected and out of play. This time it's Callie Honeyman who puts it down, and it's a 5-point advantage for Nemaha Central, 13-8. Their first set lead and a timeout for Smoky Valley. A nice run here for the Thunder in the first set of the first match of three tonight as the run to a state championship is underway. Nemaha Central 13, Smoky Valley 8 in set one. Back in 30 seconds here on the MFC Sports Radio Network.
Quality nutrition. You can see it in productivity. You can measure it in pounds. At Countryside Feed, quality nutrition is at the center of what they do, providing your animals with the building blocks they need to be productive and profitable. Talk to one of their skilled sales and nutrition professionals to learn what Countryside Feed can do for your cattle, sheep, goats, pigs, horses, or poultry. Visit them in person or online at countrysidefeed.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Brandon Salmon and Kirk Kilman out of the timeout. 13-8, Nemaha Central over Smoky Valley in set one. Make it 13-9 as Blanchett with a beautifully set ball front left to the back right corner. Katya Blanchett, the 6'1 sophomore, makes it 13-9. Out of the timeout, Smoky Valley back to serve. It's going to be Hazelwood. 5'7 junior swings her right hand through it, and Rottinghouse kind of lost control. Free ball here by Holthouse is slapped through. Libero for the Vikings on the back line, keeping it alive. Here's Duncan on a long spike, but dug up by Larkin. Backside for Nordis. Her spike attempt, not much on it, but it finds a room between the front and the back line. So kind of an awkward hit there by Sam Nordis, but found an opening, and it's now 14-9, Nemaha Central. Still there by Nordis. She's back to serve, swinging the left hand through. Vikings set it up for Blanchett, puts it down. And I think we get the point here for Smoky Valley, or maybe a stoppage of play. Honestly, not sure what the call is, so they'll reset and do it again. 14-9. Under by 5 here in the first set. Nordis again swinging it on through. Vikings want to push it up far side. Here's the set and the spike. Not much on it. Now they want to set it up here for Holthouse, but it's tapped over by Honeyman. Vikings are able to keep it alive on a third free ball. It's sent over. Larkin with the dig. Near side, and Holthouse with just a little bit of a finesse shot. And instead, it's back and forth we go. Probably the best rally we have. Battle at the net. Won by Nemaha Central, but now on a second tap, it's won by the Vikings. Good second effort by Katya Blanchett. And Blanchett makes it 14-10. All set back to serve. Nemaha Central by 4 here in the first set. Riverton and Heritage Christian getting ready to start on the second court. There's a spike and a kill. That one, it's Callie Honeyman who puts it home. 15-10, Nemaha Central. They get the point right back. We've alternated the last 5. As here's Garrity back in on the front line. Ruski comes in as well, replacing Honeyman. So Ruski back to serve. Larkin and Nordis on the back line. Garrity, I believe it's Spurfslagi and Holthouse, the 3 on the front line. 15-10, Nemaha Central. Ruski, a nice serve, and it's an ace! Just grazed the top of the net and found the opening up front. 16-10, Thunder. An ace there for Ellie Ruski. Ruski sends it in. On a second try, Vikings are ready for it this time. Here's Blanchett on the kill. It's deflected, but out. Good defense by Garrity and Holthouse, but couldn't keep it inside the line. 16-11. Nemaha Central's lead is 5. Blanchett, once again, back to serve. Swings it through. Larkin the dig. Ruski back line for Holthouse. The spike is blocked, but it's dug up by Nordis. And on a free ball, it's sent over by Larkin. Vikings set it up. They push it far side. Here's Duncan. A little hesitation with it, but another good dig there by Larkin to keep it alive. Another good rally. Blanchett pushing it up for Duncan. The spike is hit by Nordis, saved by Larkin. And Nordis on a third try able to get it back over. Larkin again with the dig. Garrity sets it up for Spurfslagi. She puts it into the net. He says my fault. That was a heck of a rally between both teams. And the Vikings are able to earn that point, and they did. 16-12, Nemaha Central. Blanchett for a third time will serve. Does it with some heat, but it's dug up by Larkin. Here's Holthouse on the spike, and it's in there. Front right to back left. She puts it home. Big point there for Holthouse to stop a little bit of a Vikings run. And it's 17-12, Nemaha Central. Holthouse with the kill. Back to serve. Sends it across. Dug up on the back line, middle of the floor. Duncan, spike attempt is dug up by Holthouse, back left. Now Larkin, front left, spike attempt is out. Just a bit too strong by Ella Larkin. And it's 17-13. The Thunder lead is 4. Noel Peters, the senior, serving it up for Smoky Valley. Here is Ruski to Larkin. Her spike attempt is long again. So back-to-back. Airs there by Larkin, makes it 17-14. And Smoky Valley has scored 4 of the last 5 to get to within 3. Here's the serve, pushed up front. Ruski sets it up for Garrity. Spike tipped in the air, but kept alive. Now Duncan on the spike, it's blocked. And on the back line, Nord is keeping this one alive. Here's Larkin again on a try. Finesse shots and found the opening. Ella Larkin redeeming herself after a couple long balls and a little short one. Little finesse touch makes it 18-14 Thunder. Julie Roninghouse back to serve. Ruski, Holthouse, Nordis, Larkin, and Garrity on the floor. 18-14 Nemaha Central deflected and out. Smoky Valley gets the point as they set up Duncan there. Makes it 18-15. As they will bring in Halstead back in on the front lines. Duncan is ready to serve, sends it across. Roninghouse with the dig. Ruski sets it up for Larkin in the middle, blocked. Pushed back over, Thunder have it. And now Larkin sends it across. Vikings set it up far side. The spike attempt is in there. The kill for Avery Allstedt. 5'8 junior makes it 18-16. Smoky Valley is creeping back into it. Riverton off to a 2-1 lead against Heritage Christian on the other courts. Here is Garrity on a third try. Little finesse shot, and it hits the pole on the side of the net. And Smoky Valley is within one, and Jessica Cook needs a timeout. 7 of the last 9 points for the Vikings, and it's a one-point match here in set one. Nemaha Central 18, Smoky Valley 17. We'll come back after a 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications. And they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, quite the run here for Smoky Valley. They come back. They have scored 7 of the last 9. They're within 1 here against Nemaha Central in the first set, 18-17. There's the set and the spike by Nordis. The Vikings did a good job defensively. They set it up far side. There's the spike, but it's deflected a couple times. And Nemaha Central pushing it back over with Ruski. Vikings now a chance to tie it. There's the set, but it goes into the net. Misplayed by Tinley Scott, and a huge point for the Thunder. Their lead is 19-17. Garrity is out. They bring in Chulions to serve. Honeyman back in on the front lines as well, replacing Ruski. So here's Lily Chulions, the senior to serve. Swings the right hand through. A near ace, but it's dug up. Back line. Spike attempt, and it's into the net. Another error by Scott. So she goes back-to-back times into the net. And 2 free points for the Thunder. Their lead is 20-17. So back-to-back points out of the timeout for Nemaha Central. Another near ace, but Julian's able to keep it alive on the back line. They set it up for Larkin, front left. Her spike attempt is long. Well, that's the third time in the last handful of minutes that Larkin has gone long after being set up on the front lines. Makes it 20-18. Thunder lead is 2. As Tinley Scott now will swing it through. Backline Nordis, the dig, the set by Nemaha Central is blocked, and now another block is kept alive, and somehow Chulion's keeping it alive, but they call a lift on Chulion. They give the lift to Chulion's. Another point for Smoky Valley. It's 20-19, Nemaha Central. Here in the first set, Nordis with the dig. Chulion's on a third try. It's bumped over by Honeyman. They want to push it far side, and it's set up beautifully. And Blanchett with the finesse over the front line, and we are tied at 20-20. And Jessica Cook wants another timeout. Smoky Valley on a roll, and we are down the home stretch here in the first set. Well, I guess it's a best of 5 points now. It's 20-20 in the first set. We'll take another 30. We're back in a moment here on KMZA.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
KMZA.
Brandon Tam and Kirk Tillman with you. It's 20-20. Nemaha Central and Smoky Valley in the first set. Out of the timeout, Smoky Valley getting a point. Defensively up front, it's blocked by Blanchett. And now, Nemaha Central in a hole. 21-20, Smoky Valley leading the first set. They have scored 11 of the last 15 after Nemaha Central really controlled the first half of this match. They set it up for Honeyman, and the spike is dug up. Somehow the Thunder have it back. They set it up middle of the floor. Honeyman again with the tap. Way back into the left corner, and Smoky Valley, incredibly, never mind, they stop play, and I think they gave the point to Nemaha Central. Or no, they're going to give it to Smoky Valley. I honestly do not know what the call was, but it's right now 22-20, Smoky Valley. Oh, man. Here's Scott to serve. Tipped up in the air, Rottinghouse, and on a free ball, Holthouse spike attempt is tipped in the air. Smoky Valley playing much better defensively. There's a spike attempt that's dug up nicely by Nemaha Central. Now Nordis the spike, and it is in there. That was huge for the Thunder. 22-21, Smoky Valley. Here's Ella Larkin to serve. 22-21, Smoky Valley here in the first set. All right, Smoky Valley pushing it far side. Blanchett the kill, tipped in the air. Good defense here by Nemaha Central. Chulion, the Holthouse. It's blocked by Blanchett. Far side of the floor, taps across. Nemaha Central has it with Nordis. The spike attempt is launched into the air and out of play. And it's 22-22. Back-to-back points by the Thunder. And Purple Nation, not sure if they're called that, but I'll call it here. They're on their feet, and a timeout for Smoky Valley. It's a 22-22 set one tie. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. So this match started all Nemaha Central. They jumped out to a 5-2 lead. They had built it up. They led 10-6, 13-8. Just kind of kept it at arm's length early, but then Smoky Valley went on a big run. They had scored 11 of 15. They had gotten up 22-20. Nemaha Central now back-to-back points. It's 22-22 here in the first set. The difference between a loss and a win in your first match for your chances to get to the semifinals tomorrow is absolutely ginormous. And this is just the first set. So Larkin with the serve out of the timeout. Kind of an awkward couple hits, but Smoky Valley able to set it up here for Nemaha Central. Here's Holthouse on the spike, and it's in there! They set it up beautifully. Lily Chulion's with the assist, and it's 23-22 Thunder. Larkin to serve. She swings the right hand through. Smoky Valley pushing it far side. Blanchett spike, and it's in there. Blanchett's been huge for the Vikings, and it's 23-23. Hazelwood to serve for the Vikings. Larkin on the back line dig. They set it up. Julian's. Here's Holthouse with the kill, and it's in. Oh, it's too long. It looked like they had put it down, but now it is set point here for Smoky Valley. 24-23 Vikings. The 8th seed trying to get a win here in the first. Step and a service there. Hazelwood puts it into the nets, and it's 24-24. So costly there for the Vikings. Can the Thunder take advantage? Nordis to serve. The left hand is swung through. Vikings want to set up Blanchett. They do. Taps across, but it's dug up by Julian. Near side, Holthouse's kill is in there! Set point now for Nemaha Central. 25-24 is their lead. Nordis a chance to win the first set. She sends it across. It's saved on the back line. They set it up for Blanchett. Defensively saved in the air. It's tapped across, and Nemaha Central gets the point. And the Thunder storm back to get the win in set one. Oh, baby, 26-24. Nemaha Central winning set one. An absolute roller coaster ride. We'll step aside for a timeout. We'll come back. It's set number two. And it's coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Wow.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Cookin' Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com. Cookin' Company in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Brandon Tamman and Kirk Hillman, we are live from the Hutchinson Sports Arena in Hutch. And the top seed here in the 3A State Volleyball Tournament, Nemaha Central, got everything and more from the Smoky Valley Vikings in the first set. But boy, what a rally and finish by the Thunder as they win set number one, 26-24. Smoky Valley gave themselves a chance. The Vikings had a 22-20 lead at one point in this set, but Nemaha Central then scored three straight, and that was followed by two consecutive Vikings points. Vikings led 24-23, a chance to win it again. And the Nemaha Central Thunder, with a couple of great plays defensively on the front line, score three straight to win the first set, 26-24. So here we go, getting set for set number two. Smoky Valley now needing this set to force a third, and that's just so big for the Thunder to nab that first set. It'll be Honeyman, Holthouse, Nordis, Julian's, Larkin, and Rodinghouse. It is Chaney, also Hazelwood on the back line, joined by Hope Duncan, and Blanchett on the front line. We are underway, set two. They set it up for Honeyman, and her spike is too long. A 1-0 start for Smoky Valley. They scored the first two in the first set. They get the first one here in set two. There's the serve. Rodinghouse the dig. There's the set. The spike is deflected. Nordis has it up in the air. Now Julian's to Holthouse. Her spike is dug up beautifully on the back line. Smoky Valley far side. A little finesse shot dug up by Rodinghouse. Julian's backside set for Nordis. Two-handed push shot. Tips on the back line. And now a free ball has to be sent over by Smoky Valley. They barely get it across. Julian's. They set it up far side. Holthouse, her spike attempt is dug up again. Good rally here for the second point. Another spike that's dug up by Rodinghouse, who slid on the knees. Here's Holthouse with a spike attempt, dug up on the back line. Smoky Valley, Blanchett up against the net, and she can't get across. Back and forth they went, and a hard-earned point there for Nemaha Central. It's 1-1. Reagan Garrity back in on the front lines. Nordic to serve. She'll send it across. A 1-1 tie here in the second set. And there's a point over the front lines. Good job there. That's Mackenzie Franklin, a 5'6 junior. Didn't call her name much in the first set for Smoky Valley, but earning a point there for the Vikings. Their lead is 2-1. And another hard serve. That's a near ace, but it's punched over by Julian. And then it's spiked into the net by Duncan. Point for Nemaha Central. It's 2-2. Julian's is out. Garrity is in. Ruski is in. Honeyman is out. A couple moves here for Jessica Cook and company. So Nemaha Central getting that point. A 2-2 tie here in set two. Ruski back to serve. Looking over at her bench, getting a quick call from Cook. Swings it on through. And it's an ace! The back line. It was a little bit delayed by Hazelwood. And then to dive on the floor to save it. She could not do so. It is 3-2, Nemaha Central. Ruski will try it again. Smoky Valley there for it this time, pushing it Blanchett's side, and her spike attempt is in there. Boy, been impressed with Katya Blanchett, the 6'1 sophomore. Now a 3-3 tie here in set number two. Nemaha Central escaped the first set, 26-24. Now Blanchett back to serve. And it's out. She went for the back left corner and was about a foot too strong. And Nemaha Central will take that one, get the serve back. It's 4-3. Here's Holthaus, her turn to serve. She'll swing it through with the right hand, and she's way too strong on that one. It's now a 4-4 tie. And Franklin will serve here for the Vikings. Pushed up in the air here by Nordis, and a free ball has to be pushed over by Holthaus. Blanchett with the dig. They set it up for Duncan. Far side, and it's blocked up front by Spurslagi and Garrity. Good defense up front. Spurslagi and Garrity defending nicely at the net. One of the best in the state, Hope Duncan. It is 5-4, Nemaha Central. Rottinghouse is back to serve. Swinging the right hand through, and across it goes. Blanchett the dig. They set it up front. Backside and miscommunication, but Rottinghouse a nice dig on the back line. Ruski, Garrity the spike. It's deflected. Holthaus keeping it alive, and a free ball is sent back over. Now the Vikings will set it up far side for Duncan again. Tipped in the air, and it's out of play. Duncan gets the kill. Deflected there. She'll go back to serve. It's a 5-5 tie. They continue to alternate points. They have alternated the last six here. Early on set two, it's 5-5. Thunder won the first set, 26-24. Duncan serves. Here is Ruski, sets it up for Nordis, and the spike is in there. Sam Nordis, the lefty, puts it through. And a 6-5 Nemaha Central lead. Garrity is out. Ruski is out. Honeyman is in. And also Julian's is in, and Julian's will go back to serve. Julian's, a 6-5 Nemaha Central lead, swings through the serve and barely dug up, and the Vikings are able to get it across on a free ball. Rottinghouse up front, Julian's setting it up, Larkin the kill, it's deflected, and out of play! Nemaha Central getting the point, 7-5 their lead. Julian's back to serve. 7-5 Nemaha Central set two. That one probably was going to be long, but the Vikings keeping it alive, and somehow Addie Holthaus with a diving effort to get it across. Now Hope Duncan with a spike and a kill. Nemaha Central, couple opportunities, but Duncan earning the point there for Smoky Valley. They get the serve back, trailing Nemaha Central 7-6 here in set two. Finley Scott, the junior, to serve for the Vikings. She had a couple big service errors late that helped Nemaha Central in that set one win. Back and forth we go a couple of times. Now Scott sends it across, and beautiful dig by Holthaus on the back line. Nordis pushing it across, but the Vikings are there for it. They set it up for the spike, and there's the kill. Avery Allstedt, the junior, puts it home for the Vikings, and we're tied at 7. Back-to-back points here for Smoky Valley. Much more back and forth here in the second set compared to the first set. Nemaha Central is building a nice, comfortable arm's-length lead before Smoky Valley rallied to make things real tight down the stretch in set two. They set it up for Blanchett, a little tap shot. It's pushed over, and I think a lift is going to be called here against Larkin. It is. The Smoky Valley takes the lead, 8-7. Three straight now for the Vikings. As Scott will serve it once again. Heritage Christian, the defending champs, leading Riverton on the other court, 23-17 in their first set. Here's Larkin with the spike. It's dug up there by Duncan. And Allstat with the spike. Rodinghouse with the dig. Julian's to Larkin, and it's dug up again by Scott this time for the Vikings. Here's Duncan on a spike, and it's defended well. Putting it down is Callie Honeyman. Larkin was there as well. Big point for the Thunder, an 8-8 tie. And Larkin will go back to serve. Larkin sends it across and a near ace, but it was dug up by Duncan. And now Blanchett kills that one home with authority. 9-8, Smoky Valley. This time back to serve will be Hazelwood. The libero for Smoky Valley is Aspen Cheney, a 5-6 senior, standing in the middle of that three-front set. Here's Nemaha Central on the attack. Honeyman the spike. It's dug up, but it's deflected a long ways out, and a point for Nemaha Central. Honeyman with the kill makes it a 9-9 tie here in set number two. Here's Sam Nordis back to serve. The 5-7 senior, the lefty for Nemaha Central, lifts and fires it through. Smoky Valley the dig. Here's the set. Here's the spike, and there's the kill. Avery Allstat makes it 10-9, Smoky Valley. As well as you could have done that and set it up, Allstat with the kill. And after that kill, Allstat will go back to serve. There's a few seniors on this Smoky Valley roster, but a lot of the key players are juniors. Here's a battle at the front of the net. Blanchett putting it to Duncan. It's tapped offensively. Duncan keeps it alive. And now it's Larkin on the dig. Here's the set by Honeyman. Holds out to spike, deflected. She gets it back. Now Honeyman sends it across, and it's a point for the Thunder. Honeyman with some key plays here in the last few minutes. She'll come out for Ruski. Garrity comes in for Julian. It's a 10-10 tie here in the second set. A casual rotation here for Nemaha Central. Ruski will go back to serve. A 10-10 set two tie. Nemaha Central won the first set 26-24. Trying to win their first match here in pool play at the state tournament. And there's a kill for Smoky Valley. Back and forth we go. Blanchett that time again. Makes it 11-10 Smoky Valley. Back to alternating points. We have alternated the last six. Blanchett sends it across. And Garrity kind of had a bad handle on it, but somehow it's pushed across by Nordis on a free ball. Smoky Valley setting it up. There's the spike, and Franklin has her spike dug up by Ruski. Now Garrity, a little finesse shot, and the diving effort's not there. Garrity with the finesse touch with the right hand. And we're tied at 11 here in the second set. Who's going to create a little bit of separation? We haven't seen it here in the second set. Who's going to score the maybe two or three consecutive points that maybe force a timeout? Good diving effort by Nordis on the back line. They set it up for Larkin. Finesse shot tapped in the air by Holmes Duncan. They push it back to the side of Duncan, who has to punch it with her fist, keeping it alive, and it's pushed over by Ruski. Nice diving effort by Hazelwood. Vikings to Duncan, the spike, and it's in there. Hope Duncan makes it 12-11, Smoky Valley. So we continue to alternate points. Now it is nine straight points we have alternated back and forth. 12-11, Smoky Valley. A long serve. Nordis keeps it in play. They set it up for Garrity. Her spike is double hit. Somehow hit up in the air another time. Just the Cook wanted a lift, but they didn't call it. Here's Larkin on the spike. Attempt, and she kills it home. Thunder get it anyway. Despite a missed lift call. And Larkin's kill makes it 12-12. And we continue to alternate points. Now the last 10 points have been split 5-5. 12-12 here in set two. Rodinghouse with the serve. Good diving stop there by Blanchett. And then Duncan's spike is saved by Garrity. Ruski with a diving effort to keep it alive. Now Smoky Valley to Duncan, and her kill is out. Boy, I'll tell you what, when they say Hope Duncan's one of the best in the state, you can see why. Her athleticism is off the charts, and fortunate there for that one not going in. And a big point for Nemaha Central. 13-12 Thunder here in set two. Rodinghouse to serve. They push it to the side of Hope Duncan, but a little bit lazy on that spike, but a nice dive there by Rottinghouse. Nordis, the spike gets deflected out of play. A point for the Thunder. That was easily going to be long. But diving on the back line was Madison Oakes, and it deflected off her fist and out of play. 14-12 Thunder. Rottinghouse continues to serve. In the back left corner, it's dug up by Oakes. They set it up for Duncan. The spike attempt is dug up by Holthouse. To the front of the net, near side, it's Larkin spike attempt, and it is in there! A little bit of a delay call from the official to my right, but just inside the line. And now it's four straight for Nemaha Central, and a timeout for Smoky Valley. 15-12 Thunder here, set two. They won the first set, 26-24. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mom, I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
KMZA.
Brandon Tabman with you from the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Kirk Kilman in studio back in northeast Kansas. Nemaha Central beating Smoky Valley 26-24 in the first set. They have scored four straight here in set two, forced a Smoky Valley timeout. It's 15-12 Thunder as they're trying to sweep their first match here in pool play on day one of the state tournament. Tipped in the air, Vikings had a chance, but Nemaha Central setting it up for Garrity, and her spike is blocked. And a point here for Smoky Valley. Good job up front. As it was Hope Duncan who really had her hand on that one, deflecting it in play, and it's 15-13. Nemaha Central's lead is cut to two, as the junior Duncan will serve. Swings the right hand through. Larkin the dig. Pushed up front. Ruski sets it up for Garrity. Little finesse, but it's now a battle at the net, and it's won down by Ella Larkin. And the head coach for Smoky Valley wanting a lift call as well. But they don't get it. 16-13 Thunder. Chulianz back to serve. Garrity is out. Ruski's out. Honeyman back in along with Chulianz, who serves it across. They want it for the far side and tipped up in the air, and a point here for Smoky Valley, the kill for Allstedt. And it's 16-14. Nemaha Central lead is two. Finley Scott to serve as we're creeping up down the ladder portion of set number two. Sends it across, and a diving effort is saved by Scott. Now pushed up by Blanchett, and a free ball is sent over by Smoky Valley. Holthouse to Julian. The spike by Nordis is out. Well, they set it up beautifully for Nordis, front right. She was looking for the back right corner, and she sent it strong. 16-15, the Thunder lead is one. Scott to serve once again. Slaps it through. Julian's front right, sets it up for Larkin, and she puts it into the net. Now we're tied at 16. So three straight now for Smoky Valley, and four of the last five. Might be able to hear the Smoky Valley fans behind me. Scott. Holthouse to dig. Julian setting it up. Honeyman's spike is tipped in the air. And another point here for the Vikings as Allstedt puts it down. Now four straight for Smoky Valley. They take the lead at 17-16 in a timeout in Nemaha Central. Four straight by the Vikings to take the set two lead. 17-16. We're back in 30 seconds here on Kansaland Radio.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do is think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, this one's been close, really, from the jump. of the first set. Nemaha Central, the one seed here at the state tournament. Smoky Valley, the eight seed, but this field is absolutely loaded. The same eight teams from last year's field is here again. It's just seeded a little bit differently. 17-16 Smoky Valley in set two. There's the bump set spike combo, but Smoky Valley ready for it. Blanchett spike deflected in the air. Larkin a diving effort to keep it alive, and Holtow sends it across on a third try. Smoky Valley back to it. They set it up and all set, and her spike is saved. Larkin keeps it alive somehow. Incredible effort. Now Blanchett a tap. It's Holtow with the dig. Julian's backside. It's Nordis with the kill. It's bumped up in the air by Scott. Good rally here, and the Vikings get it. All set with a second effort makes it 18-16. Smoky Valley, they have now scored five straight to lead this second set by two. Scott continues to serve. He'll send it across. Rottinghouse with the dig. And it's pushed up by Julian. The spike by Larkin is dug up nicely. And Blanchett on a third try. Correction, that's Scott who sends it across. Now they set it up here, middle of the floor for Honeyman. And it's dug up by Scott. Holthouse now with the dig. Julian's backside, tapped over by Nordis, and the finesse shot is money there, and a much-needed point for the Thunder. They're back to within one. It's 18-17, Smoky Valley, and that stops a run of five straight by the Vikings. Here's Larkin to serve. Sends it across, dug up by Oaks on the back line. They set it up for Blanchett, and she puts it into the net. We haven't seen much of that. Blanchett's been really good here for a match and a half, but that time into the net, and we're tied at 18. Larkin with the serve. That might have gone long, but the libero kept alive. Blanchett spike attempt, tipped up in the air. Nordis has it. Now Julian Honeyman, and it's tipped once again. A diving effort across the board, and it lands home. What a finish and tap by Honeyman. I am shocked that the Thunder was able to get that point. It looked like Smoky Valley was going to get it. But the second effort there by Honeyman, 19-18, Nemaha Central. They set it up for Blanchett. She taps it across, and that's beautifully done. Blanchett makes it 19-19 here in set two. Nemaha Central won the first set, 26-24. And here we go. Here is Nordis to Honeyman, who spikes it home. Deflected and out of play, and it's 20-19, Nemaha Central by one. Here's Sam Nordis to serve. Swings the left hand through. They push it to the front. Blanchett. Now it's Franklin who sends it across, and I think they're going to say Honeyman is up against the net. A violation committed by the Thunder, and that ties it up here at 20-20. A miscue there. And Allstat will serve here for Smoky Valley. The dig by Larkin. Julian setting it up for Holthaus. The spike tips in the air. Another deflected ball to the back line. And then Franklin able to get it across. And her just third try is too long. Mackenzie Franklin just tried to get it across, and she sent it too strong. And it's 21-20, Nemaha Central. A chance for the Thunder to sweep here in the first match of the state tournament. Heritage Christian beat Riverton in their first set, 25-21. Here's Smoky Valley. Hope Duncan. It's deflected, and down it goes. It's Spurfloggy and Garrity this time on the defensive effort. And it's 22-20, Nemaha Central, and Smoky Valley wants a timeout. The Thunder a chance out of this break to wrap things up in two sets, but it's been a battle to say the least. We'll take a quick 30. We're back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio.
To be the king of the road, you have to fill with the king of diesels. We're talking about Cenex Premium Diesel. It comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. Cenex Roadmaster XL even cleans up and prevents injector fouling to keep your trucks out of the shop and on the road. And typical number two diesel? That's always an option. The wrong option. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Ag Partners. Partnering for the future.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, out of the timeout, Nemaha Central, 22-20, their lead over Smoky Valley in set two. After the serve, they set it up for Duncan. A little finesse shot is there, but Nemaha Central has it. Here's Holthouse with the spike. Now it's tipped towards the net. Garrity pushing it up. Now Ruski to Spurs Loggy, and it's deflected in. Smoky Valley gets a much-needed point out of the timeout. It's 22-21 Thunder. And it's Blanchett back to serve here for the Vikings. Nemaha Central won the first set. They're trying to sweep here in their first of three matches tonight. Garrity the spike, and it is long. Back-to-back points for the Vikings. And just like the first set, we're sitting at 22-22. Blanchett to serve. Larkin the dig. They set it up. Ruski to Holthouse. Deflected. Garrity keeps it alive. Now Ruski tapping it over with two hands. Vikings have it. They set it up. It's tapped across, but a violation against the net. Smokey Valley called up against the net, and it's a point for the Thunder. Their lead is 23-22. Holthouse to serve. Sends it across. Dug up by Blanchett. To the front. It's Hazelwood. They set it up. The spike. A diving effort by Ruski keeps it alive. Tipped at the front of the net. Ruski again. Garrity keeps it alive. And it's going to be Nemaha Central's point. Holthouse finishing that one. And it's match point here for the Thunder. 24-22. Every single Thunder fan on their feet. Back to my right. Holthouse with the serve. Blanchett the dig. They set it up. Hazelwood to Duncan. Her spike is bumped in the air. Garrity front of the net pushing it across. Here's Duncan again. A little finesse. Garrity's there for the dig. Ruski front middle. Garrity finesse. It's in there! And the Nemaha Central Thunder take the first match here at the state tournament. 26-24 and 25-22 over the 8th seed Smoky Valley. It was hard fought. But the Thunder are 1-0. We'll step aside and come back with our post-game coverage here from the first match as Nemaha Central sweeps Smoky Valley in two sets to start their evening. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you been searching for new appliances? Joe Mitchell here to let you know we've been able to build up our selection of appliances. It's been a slow process, but deliveries of our orders have improved. We appreciate your desire to shop locally, and remember, when you buy from Mitchell Appliance, we will provide service on your appliances long after the sale. Let us know if you're looking for something special, or stop in and see our improving selection of appliances at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance,
785-336-2040. Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Quality nutrition. You can see it in productivity. You can measure it in pounds. At Countryside Feed, quality nutrition is at the center of what they do, providing your animals with the building blocks they need to be productive and profitable. Talk to one of their skilled sales and nutrition professionals to learn what Countryside Feed can do for your cattle, sheep, goats, pigs, horses, or poultry. Visit them in person or online at countrysidefeed.com. Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications. And they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices.
Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Wanklin Oil Company is a family-owned business and has been serving the area since 1926. They offer their customers a wide range of products and services. Propane services include above-ground or underground tank installation, propane cylinder exchange for grills and even forklifts, diesel, gas, and oil products too. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklinoil.com or give them a call. Frankfort, Kansas, 785-292-4710. Wanklin Oil Company, your propane and refined fuels company.
KMZA.
Well, it was absolutely exhilarating here in the first match for Nemaha Central, but the top seed Thunder winning another match as that winning streak, just making sure and double-checking here that is a Nemaha Central team now with 35 straight wins after they escaped the 8 seed Smoky Valley, 26-24 and 25-23. So this side of the pool play through the first couple matches, Nemaha Central and Cheney, both teams that are 1-0, and the two teams with the loss, Beloit and Smoky Valley. Next one coming up here on this side of the floor is going to be Smoky Valley once again. They got to play again. This time they'll get the 4-seed Cheney, and then Nemaha Central will follow around 6:30, depending on how things kind of shape out here, but we'll get Beloit, and then, of course, Nemaha Central will have the final match tonight around 8:30, assuming everything kind of stays on time. It's been pretty good here in the early going, but just a much-needed win in that first one for Nemaha Central, because your odds of making it to the semifinals, winning the first match compared to a loss, it's gigantic, and there were certainly times, both sets, where Smoky Valley really had a chance to win. If you look at set one, through the first half of it, Nemaha Central was in control. They kind of kept it at arm's length. They were leading the Vikings by 3, 4, 5, roughly, kind of kept it at that length. But then there was a stretch where Smoky Valley, late in the first set, it scored 11 of 15 points. Smoky Valley had two chances. They actually had gotten a 22-20 lead. Then at that point, Nemaha Central scored three straight. They were up 23-22. And then Smoky Valley scored two straight. They had a 24-23 lead and a chance to win the first set. But the Thunder would then score three straight to win the first set 26-24. Now in set number two, this one was much closer from the jump. This one was back and forth. No one, I believe, had a lead bigger than three at any point. There was a couple three-point margins throughout the course of the second set, but it got no deeper than that. It was 18-17 Smoky Valley, and three straight for the Thunder. They were up 19-18 at one point, and then we alternated points. It was 22-22, and then Nemaha Central would score the final three once it got to 22-22. And again, they escape a good eight seed in Smoky Valley, 26-24 and 25-22. So that's going to do it here for just a little bit. A good thing for Nemaha Central being the one seed, they don't have to play back-to-back matches. They get to enjoy a little bit of rest in between their matches tonight, an hour in between each. So ETA for match number two against the five seed Beloit will be around 6:30. So in about an hour or so, depending on how this one shapes up between Cheney and Smoky Valley. Stay up to date on our website, msvsports.net. Of course, our very own Jarrett Sleppy is out in Dodge City. Busy day for him. Called Jefferson County North in the two-way round of the state volleyball tournament. Chargers are into the semifinals tomorrow, and then Donovan West playing in the 1A-D1 bracket. They had won their first match over Pretty Prairie. So a couple local teams here setting themselves up for state titles here in volleyball. But we're here for Nemaha Central, the top seed at 3A in Hutchinson. And once again, they sweep Smoky Valley, but it was close, 26-24 and 25-22. So for now, we'll send it back to the studios. Kirk Kilman will have you dialed up and taken care of here for about an hour or so, and then we'll come back and get you set for match number two for Nemaha Central, the top seed, as they will take on the five seed, Beloit, who comes in with a record of 35-5. And Nemaha Central now, by the way, 43-1 after the win over Smoky Valley. So we'll talk to you in about an hour. Keep it locked. You have us. It's right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.